The fourth major biblical principle that I want us to look at is controlling the anger. This is a huge problem, a very relevant issue for many elders. And you have to think about this. Some elders who would never get drunk, never steal, never curse, respond with unrestrained anger towards those who disagree with them. This is another work of the flesh. Elders can overreact, they can malign their brothers, they can slander the church, and feel perfectly justified sending hate mail or emails. And again, the Bible calls this a work of the flesh, Galatians 15. It is a loveless behavior, 1 Corinthians 13. So how do we control the passions of anger? To be honest, most disputes wouldn't be nearly as unpleasant and unprofitable if people didn't lose control of their tempers and say harsh, irrational things in the moment. Unrestrained anger escalates conflict. It doesn't dissipate it. And this makes problem solving more difficult. It makes peacemaking more difficult. So how do we respond when we feel anger rising? Here's a few principles from the Word of God. First of all, be slow to anger. God is slow to anger. And for that, we can all be eternally grateful and thankful. God is long-suffering with us, with me. And He wants His children to be like Him. We're told in Ephesians 5, 1, to be imitators of God. We need to be slow to anger. Proverbs has a lot to say about this. So if you're struggling with anger, if anger is a particular vice for you, then read the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 15, 18, whoever is slow to anger quiets contention. Proverbs 14, 29, he has great understanding if he's slow to anger. So in the midst of contention, only those who are slow to anger can bring peace. How many situations have you been in where someone comes up to you in a panic and where you're slow to anger, it really calms the situation? The folks who are slow to anger, elders who are slow to anger, can operate and be more objective and rational than quick-tempered people. Keep in mind, this is also a qualification for an elder. You need to possess a calm, cool demeanor to navigate through conflict. You have to do this. Proverbs 15, 18, again, in contrast to calmness of those who are slow to anger, a hot-tempered man stirs up strife. Quite honestly, if you're a hot-tempered man, you're disqualified from being an elder. James says it so well, and there's so much to learn from this verse. James 1, 19, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. This is wise, wise counsel for elders. We are to be careful what others say. Carefully listen to what others say. We're to be slow to speak our minds, express our opinions. This is especially applicable in elders' meetings. We're to be slow to express anger. And too often, elders' behavior can be the exact opposite of that. When we're opposed or we get frustrated, the temperature rises and we say things we shouldn't say. We defend our opinions. We defend ourselves and we resist listening to others. Again, this is the work of the flesh. We need to be careful about these things and address it. Second of all, control the passions of anger. Be angry and do not sin. Anger is a normal part of the human emotion, but it can quickly turn into sinful anger. So we look at Jesus, he was angry, he had a righteous indignation, he turned over tables, but we need to be careful when we have a righteous indignation because that can easily turn into sinful anger. This is why the scriptures say, be angry and do not sin. Deal with anger right away. Do not give the devil a helping hand. Martin Lloyd-Jones said, nothing, I maintain, so constantly gives the devil an opportunity as loss of control and anger. It isn't he right? The devil just exploits this. And honestly, you think of people, they can think back of conversations they had years ago because of some angry thing that was done to them. So think about these things. They can really damage people. Be calm. Don't escalate conflict. Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So when you speak, speak gently. Someone comes to you in a passionate plea or is panicked about something or is chewing you out in some way, just remember, ask for prayer and respond in a quiet tone, in a slow tone. A soft tongue will break a bone, Proverbs 25:15 says. Use your voice. Be very careful about this. Love is not easily angered, remember. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, declares Proverbs 29:11. And also, another principle, strip off the old life of anger and put on the new clothes of Christ-like character. This is so good when Paul says in Colossians 3, but now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, seeing that you've put off the old self with its practices and put on the new self. So you're to take off the old clothes of anger and wrath and malice. You're being transformed into the image of Christ. You're to put on new clothes. Ephesians 4:31, Paul admonishes, put away all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander. There's a great story of a man who was really struggling with his temper, struggling with anger. And he said, as a new Christian, I was challenged to apply my weekly Bible study personally, and I was working through Colossians. The Holy Spirit caught my attention with Colossians 3:8, which says, but now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, dirty language, etc. He said, I tried to slide past it, but he kept bringing me back to the words, get rid of anger. I had a violent temper, he said, and whenever it flared, I'd haul up and bash my fist into the nearest door. Even though I often bloodied my knuckles and once completely smashed a beautiful diamond and onyx ring my wife had given me, I couldn't seem to stop. Yet here was God's word, get rid of anger. This wasn't just advice given to the people of Colossae centuries ago. It was God speaking to me, he says. So I made a covenant with God to work on controlling anger. My first step was to memorize the verse and review it daily. I prayed and asked the Lord to bring this verse to mind whenever I might be tempted to lose my temper. I also asked my wife to pray for me and remind me of this verse if she saw me failing in my promise to the Lord. So Colossians 3:8 became a part of my life and gradually removed that sin from me. We all have besetting sins, and if anger is one of them, practice something like that. If you want to improve in this area, here's a few practical suggestions. Again, first, stop and pray immediately when you feel or sense anger begin to rise in your mind, in your body. Just pray. Directly go to the Lord. Second of all, remember, especially as an elder, other people are watching you. They're watching how you respond. They're going to watch how you respond to a provoking situation where they might just chew the person out. How's the elder going to respond? Third, don't speak and don't act until you have control over your emotions. This is good advice, good wisdom that James gives. Be slow to speak. Fourth, if you do sin in anger, confess it to the Lord, confess it to them, confess it to those who saw it. And then put on the new clothes that the Lord gives. We're to put off the old clothes of anger, but we're also to put on the new clothes that God has given us. Colossians 3:12, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. It's a great story of a debate between Bishop Pike, who was a self-professed liberal Christian who who denied the virgin birth, denied the resurrection of Christ, etc. And he was debating Francis Schaeffer. And on the podium, on the stage, Bishop Pike was walking back and forth, just ranting in a rage. How can you believe in the virgin birth? How can you believe in miracles? How can you believe in the resurrection? And just sort of yelling at Francis Schaeffer. And Schaeffer, very, you know, calmly and quietly responded and graciously responded. And over the course of the debate, Bishop Pike's tone began to quiet and slow down. And by the end of the debate, Bishop Pike was inviting himself over to Francis Schaeffer's home in LaBrie, saying, I'd like to come visit you sometime. Francis Schaeffer's demeanor and behavior totally won Bishop Pike over. And that's what elders are to exemplify. We're to win people, not escalate anger and escalate the flesh.